Stars up in the sky, but I just need one star to catch my eye. I haven't found it, but I know the light could take a million years to get to me, but I know I'll know it when I see it, when I'm standing in the glow. At the speed of light, sailing into the night, hoping it brings me to you. Say, hey, we haven't met, but I've known you forever. It seems like, it feels like, hey, I'm betting that we'll be together before I awake from this dream. Catches my eye as
I stand alone out on the beach. The things I wanna just beyond my reach. But I'm reaching just the same. The wave lap against my feet relentlessly. I feel the tide could bring you close to me. But I still don't know your name. I take off at the speed of light, sailing into the night, hoping it brings me to you. Say, hey, we haven't met, but I've known you forever. It seems like, it feels like, hey, I'm betting that we'll be together before I awake from this dream. Time after time I wake out of breath with your name on my lips. And hey, we haven't met, but I've known you forever. Say hey, I'm betting that we'll be together before I awake from this dream. Hey, we haven't met, but I've known you forever. It seems like, it feels like, hey, I'm betting that we'll be together before I awake from this dream.
Just like the sunny morning light. Just a man, a lowly man, in a world so cruel. I work each day for meager pay, live by the golden rule. Lord, hear me when I pray. Your kingdom come, your will be done. Here on the earth, we wait for rebirth anxiously. Let your kingdom come. I looked around, I never found an answer anywhere. Until you came, called my name and took me from despair. Lord, hear me when I pray. Your kingdom come, your will be done. Here on the earth, we wait for rebirth anxiously. Let your kingdom come. 'Cause there's been war and poverty, strife and misery. We're crying out. Father, set us free. Your kingdom come.
I am a princess, and my father is the king. He loves me when I'm angry, he loves me when I sing. And when I disappoint him, still he loves me just the same. He told me I'm his treasure, he left his throne to bear my shame. I'm a princess, and the king has crowned me with his name. I am a princess, and my father is the one who holds all things together by his power and his love. He keeps the planets spinning, each one in its perfect place. And right from the beginning, I was predestined by his grace to be a princess, and the king has crowned me with his name. I don't live high up on a hill, and I don't ride white horses yet, but I hope someday I will. I like to dream about all the things he has in store. Just maybe stars are really stepping stones that lead to my front door. He told me he's preparing a beautiful mansion just for me, with windows made of rainbows looking out across the crystal sea. I'm a princess, everything the king has, he wants to share with me. When everything is ready, he will come to claim his own. Royal sons and daughters who have been loyal to his throne. His love is beyond measure. His firstborn son removed our shame. He's called us his own treasure. Though the earth may shake, we shall remain. I'll be with him forever. And even though we shall be changed, I'm still a princess, and the king has crowned me with his name. I'm a princess, and the king has crowned me with his name. I'm a princess, and the king has crowned me with his royal name. His royal
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the By Yahweh's Design broadcast for the 30th day of March, year 2022. I am your host, Pastor Dan, and the agenda for today's broadcast is A Time to Remember. We dedicate this broadcast to our Heavenly Father Yahweh, who is the Great I Am. We also dedicate this broadcast to His Holy Remnant, who are the believing sons and daughters of Jacob, who was later named Israel. Today, these people are known as the true Caucasian Israelites of the world. Hallelujah, which means all praise Yahweh in ancient or Paleo-Hebrew. To my Welsh kinsmen across the ocean, Shumai, and welcome to the program. Kumri Ambeth. Our website is www.pastordan.net, and Pastor Dan is all together with no spaces. And we do call attention particularly to the Daily Mail page on that website, because that's where we put up-to-date current event information. Sometimes it's about health, sometimes it's about politics, whatever. And also on the homepage is information on the folks out there that are interested in helping us out with a donation. If you don't have the email address, you can go to that website's Contact Us page, and you can send me a note via the website. So tonight, again, a time to remember. I think partly our problems today are stemming from the fact that we don't seem to remember who we are. We don't remember our history. We don't remember to look out for each other. It's just, you know, in just my lifetime, it's amazing how things have changed since the 1950s and 60s when I was a boy growing up and a young man to where we are today. That's not very many years, and yet it's almost like this is a world that I don't recognize. So I thought about the title for tonight, A Time to Remember, because we've forgotten everything. We've forgotten our culture. We've forgotten who we are. We forgot our families. We forgot our elders. We forgot our children. Shame on us. Shame on us. And thank you, Ella, for that email. Sound is coming through good. That's very, very good. And I hope everybody likes the music selection. I have somewhere around 200 or more tracks in the playlist. Oh, I guess I got 300. I'm sorry, 300. So I just let the computer randomly pick the selection. So in my way, it's like letting Yahweh pick what you're going to hear. So part of remembering, we're going to go into a lot of verses tonight, but one of the ones that I like to go to a lot when it has to do with remembering is the one that we refer to quite often today, and that's Malachi chapter 4, especially when you consider in the typical Bible today, Malachi is the last book of the Old Testament, and chapter 4 is the last chapter. Now, the Protestant Bibles many years ago, for instance, my grandmother's Bible from the middle 1800s, had the Apocrypha in it, so it would not have been the last of the Old Testament or the old writings. The Apocrypha would have been in there, but that be the case. Anyway, Malachi chapter 4. I think I'm going to read the whole thing, but starting at verse 4 is when he goes into the idea of remembering, but it's a very short chapter. So, for behold, the day comes, it burns as a furnace, and all the proud and all who work wickedness, wow, proud, wicked, will be stubble. Now, we've talked about this many times. I grew up on a farm. Stubble is what we refer to as what's left over in a field after you have finished cutting the hay. We called it the hay or the tall grass. And you let that hay dry. And we used to take what we called a rake. And the rake would take that loose hay as it dried and it would form it into rows. If you've ever been by a field and saw the rows of the drying hay out in the middle, that's how that happens. So you cut the hay down, then you take a rake out with the tractor, and then you rake it into rows, and then when it gets dry enough, you bring out what we called a baler, a hay baler, and that's where you saw them go through the fields, and it spits the hay bales out the back end, and there's a guy on a wagon, and he's stacking the bales of hay. I've done that job many summers on my grandfather's farm. But the point is, after all that is done, there's a bunch of loose bits and pieces of almost like straw, or what we called stubble, that are left in the field, sometimes in clumps. So when the Bible says they will be stubble, that's what they're talking about. That is called stubble. And the reason they're saying that is because it's a residue. In other words, after the farmer has come through and made bales of hay for the cattle or the horses or whatever, and he's gathered up, just like Christ said, I'm going to gather up the grain for my granary, that you and me, the ones that are worthy. What's left in the field is stubble. So that signifies two things. It signifies the remnant or those who don't make the grade. They get left behind. They're not worthy. And the other characteristic of stubble is it is extremely flammable. We used to make bonfires using stubble. Go out into the hayfield and gather up a bunch of stubble and put it down on the loose, smaller sticks to build a bonfire. Get that all lit and going, and then you put the bigger pieces of wood on top of it. So again, stubble is burnt up very, very easily. So the proud and those who do wickedness will be stubble. And the day that comes will burn them up, says Yahweh of armies, that it shall leave them neither root nor branch. Now, what's the Bible mean when it says neither root nor branch? It means extermination. These are the words of Malachi, not my words. This is what the wicked have in store for them. Those who are full of themselves, just like that so-called Professor Harari over in Itzalai, with all the outlandishly demonic things that piece of shit says. Excuse my language, but that's exactly what that little monster is, a piece of shit. Verse 2, but you who fear my name, now this word fear could have been easily translated reverence. So fear or reverence my name, shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in its wings. So while the stubble, the wicked, and the proud are all being destroyed utterly, those who fear and revere our Heavenly Father, the Son, S-U-N, Son of Righteousness, arises with healing in its wings. You will go out and leap like calves of the stall, meaning full of energy, newness, not achy, not tired, not worn out. You shall tread down the wicked. Whoa. For they will be ashes under the soles of your feet in the day that I make, says Yahweh of armies. Verse 4. Remember the law of Moses, my servant. Most people today don't think there's anything of our Father they have to obey. You can be gods unto yourself. Do you ever notice that? That's the average person today. Which I commanded to him in Oreb for all of Jacob Israel. That's a people, not a country. A people, Jacob Israel. Even statutes and ordinances. Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the great and terrible day of Yahweh comes. Hallelujah. He will turn the hearts of the fathers to the children. This version says, and the hearts of the children to their fathers. The Septuagint says, and to the men, the anthropos, men, to their kinsmen. Get our people to start remembering who we are and that we're a family. Lest I come and strike the earth with a curse. Why would he curse us? Because we have forgotten to turn our hearts to each other. In one case, the fathers to their children. You could also say the ancestors or the elders to the youngsters. Those their descendants. So the elders to their descendants. That would be another way of saying that. Today, our families are torn apart. This COVID nonsense has certainly done it, but life in general has been doing it for quite some time. With the advent of all this high technology and all the toys and entertainment and sports and sex and drugs and blah, 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 our people are just don't have any time for each other. In the hearts of our people, anthropos, which is the Greek equivalent to Adam, the people that show blood in the face, rough and ruddy, to each other, that they would be holding to the fact that they are brothers. They are kinsmen, as the Bible says in the Greek language, Adelphos. Ah, from Delphos, the womb. So the word brother that you see in your Bible comes from a Greek word. It means from the womb. That's how they describe. See, the Greek language is very, very similar to its parent language, the Paleo-Hebrew. It's a very picturesque language. The words often spell out a meaning. In English, you don't have that. Very, very rarely do you have that. Whereas in the ancient tongues, the words were very picturesque as far as describing who you're talking about. So they didn't say, like we say, brother, which comes from the German Bruder. They would say Adelphos, meaning you have come from Sarah, Abraham and Sarah. It says, remember your mother and father in Scripture, in the commandments. They're talking about your great mother and father, Abraham and Sarah. Because let's face it, there's many earthly parents that don't deserve the respect and admiration of their children. They really don't. So I often wondered about that. Why does it say automatically to honor your mother and father? Why, when many of them don't deserve to be honored? Why? And then it was pointed out to me in the research that I was doing that that is in reference to Abraham and Sarah, meaning our ancestors, those who loved the Father, kept the faith, and obeyed the rules. Okay, so that makes more sense, doesn't it? It does to me, anyway. Now, some other verses I went through and picked out and found that have to do with remembrance, I thought we would just take a look at here with that general topic. I think everybody's pretty much inundated and overwhelmed with information about all the nonsense going over in the Ukraine. I've tried to tell people that what the Ukrainians, now they call them Ukrainians, but a lot of the atrocities being committed in that area, they are not ethnically Ukrainian, or which is just a version of Russian, by the way. The Ukrainians and Russians are pretty much the same as during our Civil War, the Northerners and the Southerners, they were all European Caucasian. Okay, so when you say Russia and Ukraine, you're pretty much talking about the same people. Now, there are interlopers, there are aliens that have come into the Ukraine, and with the backing of the nefarious Jew, people like Soros, etc., and the PNAC people here in the United States, which is another Jewish organization, hiding as if they're loyal Americans when they're not. Okay, so with your tax dollars and their stolen money from the IMF and World Bank, they took and paid tremendous amounts of money to the usurpers who went into the Ukraine and took over, which is very similar to what they did in Russia in the early 1900s when there was unrest and the Tsar, for whatever reason, was not very powerful, not very strong. And there was some dissension in the ranks in Russia, and the Jews took advantage of that. The Bolsheviks, which are Jews, got a bunch of money, $20 million in gold from Eastern banks in the United States, and they smuggled it through Canada, and Lenin took it over by train and boat, and then back on trains in Europe. And they went in and used that money to buy off officials and bribe people, etc. Exactly how they did it in the Ukraine. They go in, they buy off people, they fund a campaign, they hire mercenaries, they commit all kinds of heinous and terrible acts and terrorize the people. It's just a replay of the Bolshevik Revolution in Russia. Same people. Isn't that a coincidence? Same people. Again, time to remember. We forget so quickly. These people did it to the white Christian Russian people, murdered them, butchered them for decades. Now they're doing it in the Ukraine. I just pray that Putin truly is a believer. I pray that the Russian people have had enough of this Zionist communism, the brutality of it, to where there's an opportunity not only to keep it out of their country today, but to go after them in the Ukraine and destroy them there as they are committing atrocity after atrocity, just like they did in Mother Russia. So if they're true, the Russian people should ignore what the rest of the ignorant world says, and they should go in there and massacre every one of those mercenaries, every one of those Ukrainian individuals who are fighting the Russians. They should massacre every one of them, because the actual Ukrainian people are very pro-Russian. It's all these agitators, revolutionaries, and yes, are being led by and financed by Jews. So, more remembering. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 12. Take care lest you forget Yahweh God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. See, we're debt slaves today. Or as my buddy Larry used to call us, we're industrial slaves. Okay, we went into the industrial period, and all we did is, instead of being servants and bond servants and indentured servants out on plantations and in fields, you see, everybody wants to think of black people as being enslaved. I mean, that's just total bullshit. Everybody's been slaved. Some of my ancestors were indentured servants, came over here on boats to get out of servitude in Wales. In fact, it was worse than that. Some of my ancestors were part of the Welsh that supported the wrong people in the Roman Catholic and Protestant wars. And they were told in Wales that you either leave or you die. So there were some Welshmen that came over because of that. They supported the wrong side in the religious wars in England at that time. Okay, so there's been oppression, servitude, threats to all kinds of people through history. It doesn't belong to any one group, and it certainly doesn't belong to the Jews or the blacks. I've told people that for many years. If you think I owe you something because of something that happened to your grandparents or great-grandparents, you can kiss my ass. I don't owe you a damn thing. Nobody in my family owes anybody a damn thing. We got what we got in this world by earning it. And like I said, my ancestors have bled the ground red in world wars, lost a cousin in the Battle of the Bulge in France. My grandfather was a Marine in World War II. The other cousins were in Korea. So we've all been through it. So it's time to remember who we are. It's also time to remember that all wars are bankers' wars. And most bankers are either Jews themselves or under the control of Jews. So you could say, by a formula, if A equals B and B equals C, then A equals C as well. So if most wars or all wars are bankers' wars, and most of the international bankers are Jews, you could say all wars are fought for Jewish bankers. And that would be virtually the fact. So when is mankind going to wake up and remember who we are? We are children of the living God. We don't owe allegiance to these monsters that claim to have authority over us and can send us off to die in foreign wars so that corporations and the military-industrial complexes and the bankers can all sit around the boardrooms and have a glass of champagne at how stupid we are that we send our sons and daughters off to die so that they can keep their profits up. Isn't it time we stop this? I've told all my children and my family, and I wouldn't join the military today. I sure as hell wouldn't go off to fight for any government today. If an enemy comes into our area and tries to take it over or take our lands or harm our people, I'll be the first one to pick up a rifle and be out there to shoot them. But I'm not going off to a foreign land to fight for these sons of bitches. And I wish mankind would wake up to that. These governments and bankers in collusion create all the acts of terror. There are no real terrorists. Every one of them are groups of people just like it's going on in the Ukraine. They're brought in from the outside. They're dressed up like Ukrainians. And they do these acts of atrocity to goad people into war. They give a good thing for the news, the little sound bites and the little videos to get everybody agitated so you're ready to go off and kill somebody again. For who? For the damn Jew and the damn governments. And where are your watchmen? Where are the preachers? Where are the so-called men and women of God? Actually, it's the man's job, not the lady's job. So where are the men of God telling the sheep that you shouldn't be supporting this? In fact, we should be resisting it because innocent people suffer when we go along with this nonsense. It's not just the soldiers. There are plenty of collateral damage to civilians. Totally innocent people. It's going on and on and on. In fact, it's been going on a very long time in Palestine. How come the world hasn't done a damn thing to stop that atrocity from going on? Not to mention Yemen and many other areas. Many other areas where atrocities, far worse atrocities, have been going on for a long time. And yet these soft-headed and soft-hearted morons walking the street are getting all bent out of shape about the Ukrainians, and you didn't do a damn thing to stop your governments from destroying and not doing anything to help the innocent people in Yemen or Palestine or any of these other nations, and even in some of the black nations. I remember there were, it was in the millions. Seems to me it was 2 million casualties in Sierra Leone, which is in the sub-Saharan Africa. Okay, Sierra Leone. Most people don't even know that it's a country. They don't even know where it's from. And yet, 2 million, I believe it was, black people were murdered in Sierra Leone by other blacks, but it's still murder. Why didn't the world get enraged about that? What about all the white farmers that are being brutalized and murdered in South Africa by the communist blacks ever since that butcher Nelson Mandela, that piece of shit, and that's what he is, a piece of dog shit. Nelson Mandela, some kind of hero and great guy. He's a frickin' murderer, communist, and so was his wife. Their graves should be exhumed, the bodies dug up and burned in effigy. And these modern hypocrites and modern propagandists try to tell us that these are some people to be honored? You got to be kidding me. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 2. And you shall remember the whole way that Yahweh God has led you these 40 years in the wilderness, that he might humble you. There's that strange word, humble, again. Something our people have totally forgotten, how to be humble. So again, and you shall remember the whole way that Yahweh God has led you these 40 years in the wilderness, that he might humble you, testing you to know what is in your heart, whether you will keep his commandments or not. How many times have we talked about the fact that your life on this earth, folks, is a test? We talked about the refining of silver. It's the perfect analogy. You are the silver, and you're covered in dross. We used to clean mercury at the power plant when I was a young apprentice, and that was one of my jobs. I had to take the dirty mercury out of the various manometers that we used to measure vacuum in the steam turbines that made electricity, the turbines. And they had great big columns of mercury to measure the vacuum in the condensers, because the vacuum was a direct relation unto how efficient a electric generator is, how efficient it is at turning steam into electricity by turning the turbines. Point of it is, after years of being out in that hot and smoky environment, the mercury would get dirty. And we had mercury in some of our other instruments and stuff too. So you'd have to take that silvery liquid, mercury, and put it into cleaners because it got dirty. And silver is much the same way. You have to put it into a fire and refine it to burn off. You don't put enough heat on it to damage the mercury or the silver, but you have to put enough in there that burns off all those impurities. And then once the silver is bright and shiny and shows the reflection, then you can take away the heat. Well, that's what we're in. We're in a crucible as his silver right now, and we are being punished for our lack of faith and our lack of remembrance of who we are and who our Father in heaven is. And that he has rules, regulations, statutes, and commandments. And the Old Testament was not done away with. You cannot listen to these prostitutes that are called preachers today. Again, you have forgotten who you are. You've forgotten the covenant that was made with our ancestors by this Creator God. Ye shall be my people. You shall be a lamp unto the world. Isn't that what our ancestors have been? When we're doing the job correctly, yes, we are a light in this dark world. History proves that. Some people say, well, you sound like a supremacist. In fact, I did an interview yesterday, almost 2 hours, with Holly Baglio on her radio show over on Fringe Radio. I put a link on the PastorDan.net website on the page that's called Archives 2020. At the top of the page, you'll find a link there. It was a very interesting interview. And some of the listeners got a little upset with some of the things I was saying. And they were thinking that I was a white supremacist. And I said, well, the only time I used the word white supremacist when I said white people are the supreme idiots and the supreme cowards today. That's the only thing supreme. Now, do white people have a burden? Do white people have an obligation to our Heavenly Father? Yeah, we do, because the covenants were made with us, that we were to walk in His ways so that He could go to the blessings and cursings of Deuteronomy and Leviticus, and He could bless us because of our obedience. And we forgot. We forgot. We actually walk around like today that all you got to do, and I had a guy tell me this one, no, Dan, I'm in Christ, and I only read the New Testament. Why would I read the Old Testament? It's one book. It's one book, one story, from beginning to end. How can you leave out three quarters of the book and say that you're worshiping the Father and you're honoring Yahshua, our Messiah, when you throw out three quarters of the book that he quoted from? Yahshua never quoted from anything in your, quote, New Testament. For one thing, it didn't exist. Most of those letters are from Paul, and Paul did not walk with Christ. The apostles did, but he didn't. And yet, they'll read his letters and forget the prophets that Yahshua taught from and quoted. Does that make any sense? And again, if you write into bydpastordan@yahoo.com during the program, that's where I can get notes. If you want something read over the air, just send it by email to that email address, and I'll be glad to read it over the air. And once I have figured out how to do it, we'll be able to do some live calls too. But so far, it's not working out. And we can go to Isaiah 46, verse 9. Remember the former things of old, for I am Yahweh God, and there is no other. I am Elohim God, and there is none like me. So, you people that have turned Jesus into a separate God, how do you guys reconcile with that verse? Just curious. 1 Corinthians 11, verse 2. Now I commend you because you remember me in everything and maintain the traditions even as I delivered them to you. It's a letter of Paul to the Corinthians. Remember me in everything and maintain. Acts 20, verse 35. In all things I have shown you that by working hard in this way we must help the weak. And remember the words of Yahshua HaMashiach, how he himself said, quote, it is more blessed to give than to receive. Psalm 77, verse 11, I will remember the deeds of Yahweh God. Yes, I will remember your wonders of old. We've gone off the track, folks. And that's what repentance is all about, to rethink. Rethink. Reprioritize. It doesn't mean that you need to go outside and form a whip and start beating yourself like some ridiculous orders have said in the past. It just simply means to rethink. Rethink. And since we're coming up on Passover, this one is appropriate in 1 Corinthians 11, verse 24. And when he had given thanks, and they're talking about at the Passover supper, and when he had given thanks, he broke it, the bread, and said, this is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Do this. What did he do? He was breaking the bread at the Passover supper. The Last Supper, it's referred to as the Last Supper. Remembrance. Even the feast days were a remembrance. They were dress rehearsals for the future and also remembrances. Ecclesiastes 12, verse 1. Remember also your Creator in the days of your youth before the evil days come and the years draw nigh, of which you will say, I have no pleasure in them. Revelation 2, 5. Remember, therefore, from where you have fallen, repent and do the works you did at first. If not, I will come to you and remove your lampstand from its place, unless you repent. People think the political folks are going to solve our problems when it's a spiritual illness. That'd be like going to a dentist to discuss your heart surgery. What? Why would you do that? Why would you go to the criminals in charge today to fix the problems that they have themselves created and allowed to exist for my entire adult lifetime? They don't give a shit about our borders. They don't give a crap about the economy. They don't give a crap about what you have to pay for gasoline. They don't care what they're doing to the environment. As long as they can stay in their ivory towers and get those big fat paychecks. Look how many millionaires there are in Washington, D.C. They went in, they weren't millionaires, but they're millionaires now. And you don't think there's some insider trading and wheeling and dealing going on behind closed doors? They're all criminals. You and I have the power, folks. We just have to bring this to bear. It starts with a repentance at the individual level, but then individuals get together and they start forming groups, and the groups start forming larger groups, and the larger groups start forming whole regions. We didn't sink this low overnight. We're not going to turn it around in a split second. But it starts with repentance in the home, with the individuals themselves and the family members. I'm getting some messages here, so you have to excuse me for just a second. Okay? Psalm 143, verse 5. I remember the days of old. I meditate on all that you have done. I ponder the work of your hands. Yeah, take a look outside. Go, forget about what you're hearing on the lying mainstream media or even some of the alternative channels. Look at this beautiful place that we reside in. And try to think. Remember that verse in Proverbs that says, my people suffer from a lack of vision? It's not just a lack of truth, it's a lack of vision. Visualize this world with all of these monsters gone. Visualize clear skies and no weather manipulation. Visualize organic food is the only food that you're going to find. Animals treated humanely. And when they're made for food, it's clean, and they were raised and they were butchered humanely. And there is a humane way to do that. I grew up amongst the Amish. They know how to do it properly. Okay? And yes, there is a day coming when there will be no more death realm. And we will have energy to live that doesn't come from some plant or animal dying. Or fish. Okay? But that's not the world we live in today. So these people out here, it's cruel to kill animals and I don't eat anything with a face on it. But you eat plants. Okay? Plants don't have a face, but they're living things. Why do you mock the living God? This is what he created. This is the way it is. But there's a right way to do things and a wrong way to do things. And our problem isn't the fact that what we eat, as far as being animals, etc. The problem is that we don't do it cleanly and humanely. Instead, we allow corporations to control the whole process, and all they care about is profits. Psalm 119, verse 55, I remember your name in the night, O Yahweh God. And keep your law. Oh, wow. And keep your law. How many people I know who claim to be believers and they flaunt all the rules and regulations of the Old Testament, especially the food laws, and especially the laws about race mixing? Okay? Just those two things alone. Go, if Yahweh were to come down tonight and say, I'm going to pluck every one of those not fit to come into my kingdom that are breaking just those two rules. You're eating the unclean and putting poison in your body, and you're committing race mixing. If he plucked those people alone out, how many people would be left? Just those two rules, let alone all the rest of them. Just those two. Yep, wouldn't be very many folks left. Isaiah 49, 15 and 16. Can a woman forget her nursing child, that she should have no compassion on the son of her womb? Even these may forget, yet I will not forget you. Behold, I have engraved you on the palms of my hands. Your walls are continually before me. John 14, verse 26. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all the things and bring you to remembrance all that I have said to you. Okay, that's Yeshua's telling us about the Holy Spirit that the Father sends. And he will teach us. Remember we talked about the fact, what did people do before the Bible was written? You know, the Bible's not that old. And yet everybody thinks, oh, well, you can't be a good believer if you're not carrying your Bible and reading it every day. Really? So all my ancestors for 1,500 years, 1,500 and some years, are all burning in hell because there were no Bibles. Is that what you're telling me? Or do you think that they had the Holy Spirit minister to them? And you know what? Liars can make translations, and they can corrupt translations. But I'll guarantee you this, the Holy Spirit won't lie to you. You want to see through the darkness and understand what's going on? Have you talked to the Father? Have you asked Him to rain the Holy Spirit down upon you, wash you anew, and give you His version of what's going on? What is your will, Father Yahweh, for my life? Help me to see, gracious Father. Help me, your child, to see through these lies and deceptions. How many say that, I wonder? Luke 22, verse 19. And he took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to them, saying, "This is my body, which is given to you. Do this in remembrance of me." Very similar to the other verse. Romans 8, 28. And we know that for those who love Yahweh God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to His purpose. Romans 8:28. People talk about that a lot. For we know that for those who love Yahweh. Now, let me ask you something here. I've had some relatives go through some really hard times and some close friends. And they talk about this verse, and they talk about it as if, well, I don't think that's true anymore, because bad things happen. But let me just postulate a little something here for you. And we know that for those who love Yahweh God, all things work together for good. For those who are called, it's what the word saint means, the ecclesia, the called out ones, called according to His purpose, not yours, not mine. And what did Yeshua say when He walked this earth? If you love me, obey my commandments. Yahweh in a flesh body. Remember, you only have one Savior. We just read that verse from the prophets, and there's also Isaiah 33 and 22. You only got one. There's only one Savior. There's only one Elohim God. Not two. One. I'm telling you, that's why He said, I and the Father are one. And people always say, well, then Dan, why did He pray and say, oh, Father, do this and Father, do that? Because He said, I came here as an example. So how is He going to teach you to pray to Him if He doesn't say it that way? Of course He said it that way. Because He said, I came to teach. I came to be an example in flesh before you. Why? Because our people are so stubborn and so thick-headed. He had a lot of other reasons why He did it that way, too. But I'm going to postulate that when bad things happen, you might want to consider what it means to love the Father. Because He says, for those who love the Father, all things work together for good. Truly love Him. Truly love Him to the point of dying for Him. Would you die for Him? Most people today wouldn't even be inconvenienced for the Father, let alone dying for Him. They wouldn't pick up a book. They wouldn't pick up anything to study and get informed about something. that's too inconvenient. They've got too much entertainment to take in, too many sporting events, too many things down at the high school. They've got all kinds of distractions. Proverbs 10, verse 7, the memory of the righteous is a blessing, but the name of the wicked will rot. Joshua 1, 9, have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened and do not be dismayed, for Yahweh God is with you wherever you go. Psalm 103, verse 2, bless Yahweh God, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. And again, since we're coming up on Passover, 1 Corinthians 11, 25, which is a corollary or goes along with the verse we just read there a few minutes ago. In the same way, also, he took the cup after the Last Supper, saying, and again, this is after the supper, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Remember, the sacrifices our Father in heaven made for us. We have forgotten all of it. We've forgotten all of it. 2 Thessalonians 2:15, so then, brothers, stand firm and hold to the traditions that you were taught by us, either by our spoken word or by our letter. Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6. Trust in Yahweh God with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make straight your paths. Hallelujah. Psalm 23, verses 1 through 6. This is a psalm of King David. Yahweh is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters, not turbulent ones, but still quiet waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. Amen. And last but not least, 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And again, what is a sin? Okay? A sin is a transgression of His law. Okay? Now, the modern-day church world, they'll teach you all kinds of silliness and nonsense about what sinning is. I heard somebody one time say, well, you know what's a sin, Dan? If you think about a naked woman and you've looked at a Playboy magazine, that's a terrible, terrible sin. When I got older and I finally realized what Scripture actually said versus what these elders and pastors and all had been telling me, I used to question them about that. I'd say, would you point out the verse that you're talking about? Because I can't find it in there. Okay? Sin is His law. So what law are you talking about? Now, there are admonitions in there about not allowing anything through the eyes or the ears that would do damage to you. So, yeah, you could say that I'm guilty of that. But sin is transgression of the law. So what law are you talking about? Well, no, Dan, you're being too technical. You know, it's not what it's talking about. Sin is any kind of uncleanness. I said, no, sin is transgression of the law. So while we're worried about whether we look at a girly magazine or we get an impure thought, We go out and break his law every day. We have race mixing going on within our own families. We don't give a damn about what foods we put in our body and what they're doing to the environment, how they've destroyed everything. More and more things being destroyed. Nobody cares about that, but they're going to sit there and try to beat people up or young people up about this and that. It's craziness. Absolute craziness. So once again, just remember that the platform with this new station, of course, is somewhat different, and I do apologize for the features that we don't have that we used to have, if they were things that you liked. There are some very nice pluses with this new one, and we will work with you, whoever out there has a message. Now, I did hear from Keith, finally. A lot of people have been asking about Keith out in Washington State, why he hasn't been on. He assured me that he misses everybody as well, but he is swamped with work and studies. And that's why we haven't heard from him. So, and his email has been backing up, and that's because he hasn't had time to go in there and clean out the inbox. So there's a reason for it. It's not always nefarious things going on. Sometimes it's just life, okay? So we did hear from him and some of the other folks that we haven't heard from in a while. Everybody seems to be doing okay. They're just either extremely busy or whatever. But if you feel strongly led to either come on and give a message or send me something to read in your behalf, or if you want, another way we can do this is I can do an interview with you off air. Okay? We can record a interview together, and then I'll play it back during the broadcast time. That can be done. Or if you wish to generate your own sort of like program by talking to maybe having a conference call or a round table with some people you know, and you want to put it into an MP3 format, which is what most of the digital recorders will do for you, you can generate that, and we can upload that and play that as well, as long as it's an MP3 format. Some of the musicians that I told them now playing their music have contacted me, and they have some new content. And I'm hoping that they will be able to send me some of their newer material, because a lot of this stuff goes clear back to the 1990s and early 2000s. So that is also a good thing that's happening. So again, if you feel led or feel an urgent need to communicate via the platform, we'll work with you. Just contact me, all right? We'll put our heads together. We're Yahweh's children. We can figure this stuff out, okay? So don't be bashful. If the Spirit is speaking to you, or you feel that at your gut level and it's that strong, then reach out. We'll get that message out there, okay? This isn't just the place for me to blather on all the time, okay? Especially for you good-hearted souls that have been with me for almost some of you have been with me the entire 22 and a half years. That's incredible. That is really, really incredible. A testament to the tenaciousness of a true Israelite and the loyalty of a true friend. That's lost today. Have you noticed that? People don't have much character, integrity, honesty, loyalty. Not much anymore. It's a shame. We're chasing after Babylon and the delicacies, as Revelation, the book of Revelation, talks about. We're chasing after those delicacies, whether it's a electronic device, whether it's some new technology, whether it's the medical profession you treat as if it's a god when it's not, strange foods, foreign, non-racial dating and marriage. We're chasing after all these delicacies that Babylon's holding out there, and we're forsaking the things that really matter. It's unbelievable, isn't it? So anyway, again, we're learning step by step, and I've been spending day after day here almost all day long trying to find solutions for the making of live calls during a broadcast, and so far I've not been able to find anything that'll work that is doable on my machine. Let's put it that way. If you've got two or three computers, or you got computers with a whole lot more power than mine, you might be able to do it. But I'm just saying, with the setup that I have, I'm very limited on what I can do, and so far it's not working out. But there are other workarounds that we can do and get a message out there. So keep that in mind. Dear Heavenly Father, we give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. We just pray, Father, that your Holy Spirit would touch the souls on this poor earth. Raise up your children, those called according to your purpose. Let them see through all the lies and deceptions by your Holy Spirit. Encourage them. Give them a spirit of courage and not one of fear. Give them good discernment. Give them a heart that reaches out to each other. We are family. Doesn't matter what nation we reside in. Doesn't matter what language we speak. We are kinfolk. We are your servants, your children upon this earth. And we have the burden to bring your word and your commandments to the world and to enforce them. Because with your law becomes peace and prosperity to everything on this earth, which is your creation. And we have dishonored you, and we have dishonored this earth. We have got to repent of that. And we also repent of our ancestors asking for earthly man-made government. We should never, ever have done that. A huge mistake. We need to shun that whole system, this whole Babylonian money government and centralized religion system. Just send it right into the pits of hell where it belongs. And get back to the simple life, the beautiful life, with you as our judge and you as our king. And you as our savior. Be with us and guide us in all that we say and do, Father Yahweh, and protect us from our enemies. In Yahweh's name we pray. Hallelujah.
Just help me to breeze just helps me to the sea. Stand up strong, you know it won't be long before we meet. I know that you won't be forsaken if you keep his word. And all these things you heard, Yahweh, I believe, just help me, or help me to receive.
God of Israel.
Spoon, where we used to dine weekdays after school, and I'm missing you in this lonesome town. In this lonesome town where dreams like dandelions have dried and blown away. In this lonesome town where you and I became the men we are today. Now there's AstroTurf where grass once grew. Graffiti names I see are not the ones we knew. And I'm missing you in this lonesome town. Brooklyn block, the faces have all changed, but the memories always will remain. And I'm missing you in this lonesome town. Yeah, I'm missing you, whoa ho, in this lonesome town.
Affect them one at all. A stone that makes men stumble and a rock that makes them fall.